Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, March 5th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start with college basketball. The Horizon League bracket is set for the Rush Center this weekend. Tournament hosted by the Green Bay Phoenix for the first time in 18 years. On-campus site play-in games on Tuesday night had 5th-seeded Milwaukee beat number 8 Detroit, 83-73. Jordan Arid, all second-team Horizon League player, led the Panthers with 16 points. 4th-seeded Valparaiso, the defending conference champs, got 29 from Alec Peters in beating number 9 seed UIC 73-63. And number 6 seed Oakland beat number 7 Youngstown State 96-92 in overtime. Travis Bader, the NCAA's all-time leading three-point shooter, hit a couple of free throws with 1 second left in regulation to force the OT, and then two more with 9 seconds left in overtime to advance. Here's how the bracket will look for the Friday quarterfinals. Wright State, the 3 seed, got a bye. They'll host Oakland in the opener at 6 o'clock, and then Milwaukee and Valparaiso will play at 8:30. The Green Bay Phoenix, the top seed, earning a double bye into the semifinals, will get the winner of the Milwaukee-Valparaiso game on Saturday night. Cleveland State will await the winner of the Oakland-Wright State game. Providence Friars beat the Marquette Golden Eagles 81-80 in double overtime in Rhode Island Tuesday night. Bryce Cotton hitting 2 free throws with 7.2 seconds left in the second overtime. Todd Mayo had a look for the Golden Eagles but missed at the buzzer. Mayo finished with 26 points and 11 rebounds as Marquette falls to 18-12 overall, 9-8 now in the Big East. Also in the Big East, Georgetown surprised number 13 Creighton 75-63. Head coach John Thompson III says his team's coming around.
They played really hard every night. I think we're at a point now, hopefully we can stay with this group, no one else gets hurt or whatever, but I think we know how this group, how it eventually settle, how we have to skin the cat. Now we have to just go do it.
Number 1 ranked Florida beat South Carolina 72-46. Georgia Tech upsets number 7 Syracuse 67-62. The Orange have dropped 4 out of their last 5. 12th ranked Michigan wrapped up the regular season Big Ten title by dominating Illinois on the road 84-53. It was Baylor surprising number 17 Iowa State 74-61. 24th ranked Kentucky beat Alabama 55-48. Wisconsin Badgers return to play on Wednesday night hosting Purdue. Senior night at the Kohl Center, their final regular season home game. Women's college hoops, Villanova beat Marquette 81-64. To the NBA, Golden State, a winner over the Indiana Pacers 98-96. Klay Thompson hitting a jumper with 6/10 of a second left, scored 16 of his game-high 25 in the fourth quarter.
I just was active off the ball, moving without the ball, hunting my shot and letting the shots come to me. And when I do that, I'm at my best.
San Antonio at their best. Danny Green with 24. Spurs beat Cleveland 122-101. Oklahoma City Thunder dominated the Philadelphia 76ers 125-92. Philly has dropped 15 in a row, but Kevin Durant had dropped in 42 points in just 3 quarters of action. And Russell Westbrook had 13 points, 14 assists, 10 rebounds, a triple-double in only 20 minutes on the floor.
Oh, it's crazy, man. I'm just, trying to get my groove back. Blessed to be able to do that in such a short amount of time. But it was fun.
Matt Barnes had fun for the LA Clippers. 28 points and a 104-96 win over the Phoenix Suns. The Houston Rockets ended the Miami Heat's 8-game winning streak 106-103. Dwight Howard, 22 points, 16 rebounds. He says we held it together late in the game.
Just stay composed. There's no need for us to really worry. We knew we just had to get the ball in and make a good play. In situations like that, the best thing you can do on the floor is stay composed.
New Orleans Pelicans shot 59% from the floor, and they beat the Lakers in Los Angeles 132-125. Milwaukee Bucks return to the Bradley Center on Wednesday night. They host the Sacramento Kings. Bucks have also signed forward Tony Mitchell to a 10-day contract. He had been playing in the Developmental League. On the ice, Boston Bruins over the Florida Panthers 4-1. David Krejci netting a hat trick for the winners. Krejci says, "I'd rather take wins than goals."
I don't care. As long as I contribute to the team and to my line mates and teammates, then who cares? So one year we won a Stanley Cup and I had 13 goals. So since that point, I don't care anymore.
Steven Gionta nets a game winner with 37 seconds left. Devils beat the Red Wings 4-3. Columbus a 4-2 win over Dallas. Colorado knocked off the Blackhawks 4-2. Tampa Bay Lightning had a 2-0 lead on St. Louis, but the Blues storm back and win 4-2. John Cooper, former Green Bay Gamblers coach, his team has dropped 5 out of 7, 3 out of 4 since they came off the Olympic break.
We had multiple goal leads in 3 of the 4 games, I think. We led in every single game, but if you're going to sit here and take, get 16 shots in one game, 17 shots in another game, 21 shots in another game, and expect to win games, not going to happen. Not a chance.
Pittsburgh Penguins get 3 assists from Sidney Crosby in a 3-1 win over Nashville. Islanders over Winnipeg 3-2 in overtime. Michael Grobner the game winner. Phoenix shades Vancouver 1-0. Canucks trading their goaltender Roberto Luongo to the Florida Panthers. NHL trading deadline is Wednesday. Expect more moves. It was Edmonton 3, Ottawa 2. Carolina gets by San Jose 3-2 in overtime. Cactus League Baseball had the Milwaukee Brewers fall to the Oakland A's 6-4, although a very encouraging start from Willy Peralta. The young right-hander gave up only a hit without a run in 3 innings of work, struck out 3, but Johnny Helwig allowed 3 runs in the ninth. Luke Motz, a 2-run home run for the A's. Caleb Gindel, Jonathan Lucroy, Logan Schaefer all had a couple of knocks for the Brewers, who were having quite a battle for the first base job. Juan Francisco is the incumbent. Manager Ron Renicki says he's swinging a healthy bat so far.
He's calmed down his leg kick. He's on time with the fastball. He's not trying to pull everything. He's got tremendous power.
Also in the mix is free agent Mark Reynolds, who hopes to take advantage of the opportunity.
Ever since Prince left, obviously it's been a kind of a rotating door, and you know, hopefully one of the options we have here, whether it be Milal or Juan or anyone, can help shore it up.
And then there is the veteran, Lyle Overbay, back for a second tour of duty with the Brewers, and he hopes to meet management's expectations.
Something that they've got to make sure that they're doing something, making sure that their team is right. And if Ron is and Doug are willing to kind of make that move as far as going in my direction, then I'll be happy.
Brewers now 3-4 in the Cactus League. They'll take on the Oakland A's again on Wednesday. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.